gave me Jesus and you made me your child. But I just thank you, Father, for making me me. If I were an elephant, I'd thank you, Lord, for raising my trunk. And if I were a kangaroo, I'd just hop right up to you. And if I were a octopus, I'd thank you, Lord, for my good looks. But I just thank you, Father, for making me me. 'Cause you gave me a heart and you gave me a smile. You gave me Jesus and you made me your child. And I just thank you, Father, for making me me. If I were a wiggly worm, I'd thank you, Lord, that I could squirm. And if I were a crocodile, I'd thank you, Lord, for my big smile. And if I were a fuzzy, fuzzy bear, I thank you, Lord, for my fuzzy, fuzzy hair. But I just thank you, Father, for making me me. 'Cause you gave me a heart and you gave me a smile. You gave me Jesus and you made me your child. And I just thank you, Father, for making me me. 'Cause you gave me a heart and you gave me a smile. You gave me Jesus and you made me your child. And I just thank you, Father, for making me me. Thankful. I'm thankful for my mother and I'm thankful for my dad.
I'm thankful for my sisters and for all the fun we had.
I'm thankful for my brother Tom, even when he's jerky. But most of all, I'm also thankful not to be a turkey.
Two little eyes to look to God. Two little ears to hear his word. One little tongue to speak his truth. One little heart for him am I you. Two little hands to work all my days. And two little feet to walk in his ways. Take them, Lord Jesus, and let them be ever and all thee. All for thee. Two little eyes to look to God. Two little ears to hear his word. One little tongue to speak his truth. One little heart for him am I you. Two little hands to work all my days. And two little feet to walk in his ways. Take them, Lord Jesus, and let them be ever and all thee, all for thee. Ever and all thee, all for thee. Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. I am wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus.
Each little flower. things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful. The Lord God made them all.
Psalm 95, 1 through 7. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand.
I thank God for this day, for the sun in the sky, for my mom and my dad, for my piece of apple pie, for our home on the ground, for his love that's all around. That's why I say thanks every day, because a thankful heart is a happy heart. I'm glad for what I have, that's an easy way to start, for our love that he shares, cause he listens to my prayers. That's why I say thanks every day.
Thank the Lord and sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. Let every man who loves the Lord rejoice and gladly bear his name. He recalls his promises and leads his people forth in joy with shouts of thanksgiving. Alleluia, alleluia. So I never will forget. I sing a little song, and this song to run and play with me.
And kitty cats, as soft and warm can be.
So I never will forget. I sing a little song, and the song that reminds me that God loves me. And it's always better yet when someone sings along, so two of us can know about God's love.
He made dairy cats who give us chocolate shakes.
And dish rags, dish rags, you clean the mess we make.
So I never will forget. I sing a little song, and this song always reminds me that God loves me. And it's always better yet when someone sings along, so two of us can know about God's love.
He made sunshine, sunshine to warm the winter air.
And woolly sheep to give us clothes to wear.
So I never will forget. I sing a little song, and this song always reminds me that God loves me. And it's always better yet when someone sings along, so two of us can know about God's love. So all of us can know about God's love.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
8,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked,
because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet.
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation.
The world was in darkness and sin and shame. Mankind was lost, and then Jesus came. He carried our sins to Calvary Street. He hung there and bled there for you and me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. Lord Jesus came down from his throne on high, ready to live and willing to die. For all of the pain and suffering he bore, I'll love him and thank him forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. How should a king come? Even a child knows the answer, of course, in a coach of gold with a pure white horse. In the beautiful city in the prime of the day, and the trumpet should cry, and the crowds make way, and the flags fly high in the morning sun, and the people all cheer for the sovereign one, and everyone knows that's the way that it's done. That's the way that a king should come. How should a king come? He should dine upon summer strawberries and milk, and sleep upon bedclothes of satin and silk. And high on a hill his castle should glow, with the lights of the city light jewels below. And everyone knows that's the way that it's done. That's the way that a king should come. How should a king come? On a star-filled night into Bethlehem rode a weary woman and a worried man. And the only sound on the cobblestone street was the shuffle and the ring of their donkey's feet. And the king lay hid in a virgin's room, and there were no crowds to see him come. At last in a barn in a manger of hay he came, and God incarnate lay. And the angels cried, glory, glory to God, earth blessed and so heaven rang, glory, glory.
beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
And God said,
let there be light.
And there was light.
And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
And God said,
let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament.
And it was so.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
And God said,
let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear.
And it was so.
And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas.
And God saw that it was good. And God said,
let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit, whose seed was after his kind, whose seed was in itself, upon the earth.
And it was so.
And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the fruit and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind.
And God saw that it was good.
And the evening and the morning were the third day.
And God said,
let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth.
And it was so.
And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness.
And God saw that it was good.
And the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
And God said,
let the waters bring forth abundantly every moving creature that hath life, and fowl that fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven.
And God created great wells in every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every room fowl after their kind.
And God saw that it was good.
And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth.
Evening and morning, fifth day.
And God said,
let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beasts of the earth after his kind.
And it was so.
And God made the beasts of the earth and after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind.
And God saw that it was good. And God said,
let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over every moving thing that moveth upon the earth.
And God said,
behold, I have given every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you that shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat.
And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made.
Forevermore. Why did he go? He came to bring us peace. He came.
joy. He came down that we may have joy. Alleluia forevermore. Why did he come? He came to bring us life. He came down that we may have life. He came down that we may have life. He came down that we may have life. Alleluia forevermore. Alleluia forevermore.
Father, we adore you. Lay our lives before you. How we love you. Jesus, we adore you. Lay our lives before you. Lay our lives before you. Spirit, we adore you. Lay our lives before you. Lay our lives before you.
It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. I'll worship your holy name.
You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name.
And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. O my soul, I'll worship your holy name.
Worship your holy name. Yes, I'll worship your holy name.
Isaiah 43:1-11. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have created you. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring thy sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things?
That ye may know and believe me,
and
for their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear, and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior.
Judgment to the Gentiles.
He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street.
A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth.
He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law.
Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heaven, and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein.
I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and will give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles.
To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house.
I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images.
Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them.
Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the ends of the earth. He that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof.
Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rocks sing, let them shout from the top of the mountain.
Let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praise in the islands.
Sing to me of heaven, sing the song of peace from the toils that by me it will bring release. Burdens will be lifted that are pressing, so showers of great blessing o'er my heart will flow.
Sing to
sing
me.
Gentle shepherd.